Pick Up the Phone by Metal Chocobo. Read by X-Men Hater. Fandom, stick it. Mina and Weiwei were sickeningly cute. They spent all of their free time at VGA giggling, gossiping, and flirting with each other. They were also hopelessly pining over one another. If left to their own devices, the status quo would never change. Both gymnasts were so pathetically oblivious to the other's feelings that Haley wanted to hurl. She finally decided to do something about it after watching yet another rousing game of footsie on the balance beam. "Ring, ring," Haley said, holding her hand up to the side of her face to simulate a phone. The tip of her pinky brushed her lips as she spoke. "Mina, pick up the phone." Mina blinked owlishly at her, then mimicked Haley's gesture. Once her thumb was firmly pressed against her ear and her pinky near her mouth, she asked, "Hello?" "Hey, Mina, this is Haley, and I have something important to tell you," Haley said, trying not to roll her eyes at how silly this was. While she made her initial phone call to piss off Joanne, Mina seemed to respond best to Haley's advice when she phoned it in. Anyone else she wouldn't bother and would just straight up talk to them. "Oh, what's that?" Mina asked eagerly. "Weiwei likes you," Haley said. Weiwei froze and looked over at her friend. She shook her head, trying to make Haley stop. "Really? Like, do you mean like or like-like?" "Mina, don't listen to her," Weiwei said urgently. "Haley's messing around." "Shh, Weiwei, I'm on the phone," Mina said before turning back to look at Haley. "Do you really mean it?"
"Yeah," Haley said, smiling at the eagerness in her friend's voice. "We should get Weiwei on the line, too."
"We can do that?" Mina asked.
"Sure, even disregarding the fact these are pretend phones, it's 2006. Three-way calling is a thing," Haley said.
She watched in amusement as Mina pulled out her actual phone, looked up Weiwei's number, then balanced the device on her knee as she punched the number into her hand. It was impressive how carefully deliberate her key punches were on her index, middle, and ring fingers, which obviously made up the number pad.
"Ring, ring," Mina said.
Weiwei folded her arms and glared at Haley.
"Ring, ring," Mina repeated.
"Pick up the phone, Weiwei," Haley ordered.
Weiwei pressed her lips together more firmly and shook her head.
"You're going to intentionally miss Mina's call and let it go to voicemail? You really want to break her heart?"
"There isn't voicemail," Weiwei grumbled, but she made her hand into a phone. "Hello?"
"Weiwei, it's Mina,"
Mina greeted her enthusiastically.
"Haley says you like me, like me. Is this true?"
"Yeah,"
Weiwei whispered after a long pause. Mina squealed and kicked her legs, nearly falling off the balance beam.
"I've also got some important info for you," Haley said to Weiwei.
"What?"
Weiwei asked, not bothering to look up.
"Mina's crazy about you, too."
"Are you serious?"
Weiwei asked, quickly looking to Haley before turning hopefully toward Mina. She lowered her phone hand.
"OMG, Haley, I can't believe you told her. Rude,"
Mina snapped indignantly.
"Were you ever going to tell her?"
Haley asked. When silence met her inquiry, she smirked.
"Best to get this sort of thing out in the open. Anyone who looks at you two can see you want to tumble sans leotards."
Haley grinned as Mina forgot all about the pretend phone call and flung her arms around Weiwei. They bumped their foreheads together and rubbed noses. Haley got up and quietly left. She had to go practice bars, and they deserved a little privacy. Her friends would probably be unbelievably sappy from now on, but Haley could live with that. The end.